Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Chaf Beis. We begin five lines from the top with Masiv Rav Yitzchak. We're learning today Li'ilui Nishmas Seidi Berna, Sora Bas Yosef. All the Nishamas we learn for should have an Aliyah. And we begin the Gemara, five lines from the top, Chaf Beis Omer Aleph, with the words, Masiv Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha asked the following Shaila. Now, we have to remind ourselves what we were talking about in yesterday's shiur. In yesterday's shiur, we had brought down a statement from Chizkiah that only when we have the special usage of a word like lo yeyochel instead of lo yochal, do we say that it means both an iser of achila and an iser hanoah. However, Rabbi Yavoah said, no, whenever you have any sort of terminology, lo yochal, lo yeyochel, lo yochlu, lo tochlu, anything in that general category of do not eat, it always means not only do not eat, but it also means do not get hanoah from it, unless specifically the Torah says that you are allowed to get, Achi Efrot HaKosov, unless the Kosov tells us specifically that you are allowed to get Hanoah, the default position means, according to Rabbi Yavoah, that you're not allowed to get both eating or Hanoah pleasure from the item. And to this, we can spend most of the day arguing back and forth, is this correct? Does it seem to fit in with all the different psukim? So Masiv Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha asks us, Rabbi Yavoah, are you telling me whenever it says lo yochlu or lo yochal, something, any language, it means iser hanoah? I'll show you from Gid Hanoshe that that's not true. Very Gid Hanoshe. In regards to the prohibition for Yid to go and eat the Gid Hanoshe. Again, most poskim say this means both the right and the left Gid Hanoshe. Is a famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that means only ha Gid Hanoshe, only the right Gid Hanoshe. That's not our discussion for right now. There is a prohibition against eating from the Gid Hanoshe. The Rachman Omar, the Torah tells us, Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es Gid Hanoshe. You're not allowed to go and eat the Gid Hanoshe, the Pasuk tells us. Now, that's a straightforward Pasuk. Rabbi Yavoah says, it says lo yochlu, it should mean both an Isser Achila and an Isser Hanoh. According to Chizkiah, it doesn't say lo yeyochlu, so therefore it would just mean an Isser of Achila, but it would be permissible to get Hanoh. Now, we know, as we're going to learn right now, that you are allowed to get Hanoah from the Gid Hanoshe. So Chizkiah has no problem whatsoever. The problem will only be to Rabbi Yavoah, who, Utnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Chulin tells us, Sholeyach Odom Yorech Lenochri, a person is allowed to send the thigh of the animal to a Nochri. The thigh, of course, is where the Gid Hanoshe, according to many, is a sciatic nerve. So you're allowed to send a totally intact thigh that hasn't been trabered, it hasn't had the Gid Hanoshe removed from it. So Sholeach Odom Yorech Lenochri, the Gid Hanoshe Besocho. You're allowed to send to a Nochri a Gid Hanoshe enclosed in the thigh. Not a problem. In other words, you're selling it to him and you're getting Hanoah. You're giving him the Gid Hanoshe. Now, why are you allowed to do this? After all, if somebody else sees you sell this meat to a guy, aren't they normally going to assume that you're selling him kosher meat? And then somebody else may mistakenly go to the guy and think this has already been trabered. In other words, the Gid Hanoshe has been taken out, and therefore they're going to mistakenly think that this entire piece of meat is kosher. And that's not true. So how come you're allowed to do this? You wouldn't be allowed to go and give a Nochri a piece of meat unless there was clear evidence on it that it was kosher. You'd have to have some sort of ashkach on it. It has to be sealed, etc. So here you're allowed to do this without that. So the Mishnah in Chulin tells us the reason why you're allowed to do this is mipnei shemakomo nikor, because you can tell that it hasn't been trabered, it hasn't been literally butchered, it hasn't been cut up, and therefore anybody buying this yerech from the Nochri, even though they'll say it's kosher meat, but they'll say, obviously you have to remove the Gid Hanoshe, you can't eat this without removing the Gid Hanoshe. Now, what do you clearly see from this Mishnah in Chulin that you're allowed to get Hanoah from the Gid Hanoshe? You can sell it to the guy. Kash and Rabbi Yavoah. So Gemara says, no. Kesava Rabbi Yavoah. Rabbi Yavoah is following the sheet that it says, Kishuhutra Nevela, he v'chelba v'gida hutra. We just had in yesterday's year that you're allowed to go and have Hanoah from a nevela. Now, nevela, it says you're not allowed to eat a nevela. Yet, we brought down Pesukim to show us that even according to Rabbi Yavoah, that the Isser, the Torah's parat, it tells us specifically that you're allowed to get Hanoah from a nevela. Lekelev, tashlichono. So, you're allowed to give it to a geratosha, you're allowed to sell it to a nochri, possibly both to both. That's what yesterday's shiur was all about. So here, Rabbi Yavoah tells us that the heter to get Hanoah from the Gid Hanoshe, not allowed to eat it, of course, but you're allowed to get Hanoah from it, is the same heter that we're allowed to get Hanoah from a nevela. When we said in yesterday's shiur that you're allowed to get Hanoah from a nevela, it included all parts of the nevela, the chelev of the nevela, which is also asur, and the gid of the nevela, which is also usur. Ah, so even though there is an isser of eating those, since a nevela is mutar bahana, it includes all parts of the nevela, including the chelev, which is usur to eat, and including the gid, which is usur to eat. So therefore, Rabbi Yavo says, this is, again, as if the Torah had specified parat hakasav, the Torah had told us that you're allowed to go and have an nah from here. Mor says, okay, that works out great, but not according to everybody. Ha nichal man diyama, that works out well according to the man diyama. It says, diyama yesh begidin benos same time. That works out great if you hold that the gidin are considered basar. There's a big machlokas in the Gemara and Chulin as to whether or not the gid is considered something that is meat, or is it considered like a shtick wood? Is it considered like eitz bi'alma? So, according to the man, the Omer, it says the Gidin have a taste to them. In other words, they are basar, they give off a taste, and therefore, when you cook the Gid Hanasha in something else, it's going to impart its taste. It's going to impart taste of Issa to the other thing, and it's going to ask the other thing. So, according to that man, the Omer, who says that the Gidin are considered as a no same time, in other words, they're like basar, so therefore, everything works out fine, because the chelev and the gidin of a nevela are mutter, because they're considered part of the basar of a nevela, and it says, like chelev tashlichu noso, or it says that you're allowed to give it to the ger toshav, or you're allowed to give it to the nachseller, to the nochri. So that works out fine. Hanichal man diomar yesh begidin no same time. So then this teretz that we just gave for Rabbi Avo works out very, very well. However, El man diomar ein begidin b'no same time. But according to the other man diomar that says, no, gidin do not have a status of basar. They are like eitz bi'alma. They are considered, as Rashi says, v'lo ishtrei b'chlal nevela, the eitzu. They're not considered matired in the nevela. They're considered like wood. Torah chayiv olav. And the Torah says you're chayiv on this. So according to this opinion, ma'ikol meimar, how are you going to reconcile Rabbi Avo with the sheet that it says that it's not considered part of the nevela that's basar, like the chelev or other gidimar, and therefore the gid hanosha should be osur b'hanah, it's not parat hakasav, it's not included in the special exemption that we find for the meat of a nevela? So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem, because after all, who is the author of each of these two statements, yesh begidim no sin tam, or ein begidim no sin tam? So, man shamaslei, diomar ein begidin no sin tam. Who is the opinion that says that gidin don't have tam? In other words, gidin aren't considered basar. That's Rabbi Shimon. Now we'll see why that's important in a moment. The Tanya, because Rabbi Shimon says, ha'ochel migid hanosha shel behema tmeya. If a person were to eat the gid hanosha of a behema tmeya, what is the halachic status of that person? How many isurim has he done? It's a possibility of two isurim. He's eating from both an animal that's not kosher. Behemoth tmeya is a non-kosher animal, a non-kosher species of animal. And it's the gid hanasha. So if you hold over here that the gid is basar, so then you're over two isurim. Ho'cha migid hanasha behemoth tmeya, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv shtayim. He says you chayiv two isurim. One for eating from a non-kosher animal. You ate the gid over here of this camel or this horse or this pig. And number two, you're eating over here the gid hanasha. So it's a double whammy, a double isur. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv shtayim. However, Rabbi Shimon is poter. Rabbi Shimon holds that this gidin ain't no same time. Ain't begidin but no same time. And therefore, it's not considered basar. If you chew on a piece of hair of a horse, so you're not over any isurim for eating. That's not considered eating a non-kosher animal. So Rabbi Shimon is poter. He says, you're not eating, number one, behemoth meya, and you're not eating gid. And Rabbi Shimon, hochanami d'osabana, so too, even in the gid hanasha of a kosher animal, so it's not no same time. And therefore, it's not included in the heter of getting hanah from a nevela, he v'chelba v'gid d'hutra. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you are in fact prohibited from selling to a nochri the gid hanasha, because you're in fact getting hanah from it.
Titania, and we have this beferish, a different brisa, where it says, Gid Anosha Mutabano de Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that you're allowed to get an offer from the Gid Anosha. Oh, that would go well according to the sheet that it says that Yesh Begidim in Osin Tam, because they hold that it's included in the, according to Rabbi Yavo, it's included in the exemption that we have for Nevela to get Hanor from Chalba Vagida, that includes the Gid Anosha, and that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Rabbi Shimon is Oser. In fact, Rabbi Shimon is Oser. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Begidim Bino Saint Tom, therefore it's not included in the heter from the behemoth that's an avela. It's not included in the chelba and the gida of the behemoth nevela, and therefore it is in fact usher as the baseline din of Rabbi Yavo. The pasuk tells us Alkein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael asgid anasha. It includes an iser not only of achila but an iser of hanah. Oh, that's Rabbi Shimon. So if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, ain't beginning no same time, you're 100% right. Rabbi Yavo's sheet is that you're not allowed to get an off from it. And if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's no problem. It's included in the exemption that we have for Nevela that includes Chelba Vegida. So then, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Yesh Begidim in Osin Tam, it's also no problem according to Rabbi Yavo. And therefore, Rabbi Yavo has no kasha from Gid Anosha on his sheet. Try again. Gemara says another pasuk tells us, Vare Dam. In regards to Dam, it says, the Rechmona, Amar the Torah tells us, Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Sochal Dam. Again, it uses the standard language, Lo Sochal, doesn't say Lo Seyochel. So Chizkia, again, no problem. He would say that therefore it's permissible Bahanah, and therefore there's no question here on Chizkia, because we're going to see that the Dam you'll have to get enough from. So Chizkia says, because it didn't say Lo Seyochel, it said Lo Sochal, so of course you're not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to get enough from it. So Chizkia is no problem. The Kash, again, is only on Rabbi Yavo. So by the Dam it says, Lo Sol Chadam. According to Rabbi Yavo, that should mean both an Isra Achila and an Isra Hanah. However, it says, Utanan, but we have a Mishnah Yoma, a famous Mishnah Yoma that tells us that they used to have various bloods that after they were, the Zrika was done, and the bloods would be put on to the Yesod of the Mizbeach, the Chatas HaPnimi, Rashi says, the Chatas HaChitzon, and it would go into the Yesod, and there would be little holes there in the bottom of the Yesod, and the blood would go through them, and eventually the blood would get out to the Amma, the little rivulet that you had of water that ran through the Azara, and eventually would go out to Nachal Kidron. And in that Nachal Kidron, you had bloods that technically could not be moil on them d'oraisa, because Rashi points out, reminds us of the din, that after the Avoda was done, so then there technically is no more Me'ila. But they instituted a Me'ila d'Rabbanon. This how Tosus explains this here as well. Tosus clearly says that Molam Behemi the Rabban Velo Midaraisa, because the rabbis wanted people not to use this without paying the Beis HaMikdash for it. So they instituted an Issa of Me'ila on this, even though technically Midaraisa, once the Avodah is done, there is no more Me'ila. So it says in this Mishnah Yuma that when these bloods went together, it got all mixed together, and they went into the rivulet, the Amma, and then it went out to Nachal Kidron, Eluv Elumis Arvin Bamo, all the different bloods of the Chattas Apnimis, the Chattas Achitzon, they got all mixed together. The Osel Nachal Kidron, they went out through the Amma to Nachal Kidron, and what happened with those bloodied waters? So they were very good for fertilizer. The Nimkarim Liganonim Lezevel, and they would sell the waters that came out from here to the various farmers, the people that were in charge of the orchards, the Ganonim, and they would use it as fertilizer, Lezevel. And if they didn't purchase it, Umalimbo, there was this Mi'ilo Dirabonon. But what do you see here? Clearly, you're allowed to get Hanah from these bloods. But it says, Lo Socha Dam. So according to Rabbi Yavo, it should be both an Isser of Achila and an Isser of Hanah. Kashan Rabbi Yavo. So again, the more answers Rabbi Yavo, Shiny Dam, the Isker Shlemaim. No, Dam again is unique. You have a Parat HaKosuf. You have the Pasuk telling us that it's unique and that you are allowed to go and get Hanah from the Dam because it's a hekish tamayim. It's compared to water. What is that? The pasuk tells us lo sochlenu alo aris tishvchenu kamoyim. It says regarding the dam that you're not allowed to eat it. What do you do with it? You spill it on the ground tishvchenu kamayim, just like you would spill water. So the hekish there, the comparison to water is ma mayim mutarim. Just like you're allowed to get hanah from water, so too the pasuk is telling us through this hekish tishvchenu kamoyim. Af damutu. Here's Parat HaKosuf. Here the Torah is telling us that you are in fact only also to eat, drink blood, but you're allowed to get Hanoah from the blood. That's how Rabbi Yavah would say. Here's the exception to the rule. In general, you're right. Whenever it says Lo Sochal, you wouldn't be allowed to get Hanoah from it. Unless Parat HaKosuf, unless the Torah tells us. And here's what the Torah tells us through this Hekish, the Ishkish Lamayim, Allah Oritz Tishvachenu Kamoyim. Now the Gemara says, who says that this water is heter water? On Sukkos, we put water on the Mizbeach. Maybe when it tells us, it's referring to Isser water, the water that you pour on the Mizbeach. And therefore, it's telling us that the dam has the same status as the water that we put on the Mizbeach, which is also Rihanor. So therefore, maybe it's telling us that, in fact, this dam is also Rihanor. So Amar Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yavo says, no, Kamayim, when it says Kamayim, it means Rov Mayim. Come on, one time a year on Sukkot, they put water on the Mizbeach, but 99.99% of the time that we use water, it's regular water, and there's no issue to it. So if we're comparing it to something, compare it to the majority, Rov Mayim, which are Mutubanah, and therefore, Al-Oritz Yishvachenu Kamayim is to be Mekish, the Dam to the Mayim, and show that it's Mutur Bahanah. That's what Rabbi Yavo would answer. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Kamayim means Rov Mayim. Mor says, where does it say that? Midei rov, mayim ksiv. It doesn't say that. It just says, tishbuchenu kamoyim. So how can you tell me that it's rov mayim? Maybe it means this type of water. So Mor says, you're right. Okay, taka, that could be a problem. So elom ravashi. So ravashi would answer Rabbi Yavo, kamayim hanishpochim. It says, it should be like mayim that are nishpochim. And below, kamayim hanisochin. As opposed to, it uses loshon tishbuchenu. We pour water on the ground, but you do nisoch hamayim during Sukkos. So therefore, from the fact that it says tishbuchenu kamayim, it means that type of water that is nishpach, as opposed to that type of water that is having nisach hamayim, as opposed to the water on Sukkos. So that's Rav Ashi's teretz Rabbi Yavo, where it says it's still a problem. Ve'emor kamayim hanishpachim lefnei avodah zarah. We wouldn't call that nisach hamayim, would we? When you pour water for Avodah Zarah, that's called Nishpach. We wouldn't dignify that by calling it Nisach. The Gemara says, no, yes, we would. Hosam Nami, Nisach Ikre. Even the libations, the water pouring that they do for Avodah Zarah, well, of course, it's a horrible thing, but it's still called Nisuch Hamayim, just like the time on Sukkot that we call it Nisuch Hamayim. So, Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, Yishtu Yain Nesicham, which means that their Yain, that they're pouring Nebuch for their Avodah Zarah, is called Yain Nesicham. And therefore, we do use the terminology of Nisuch even by Avodah Zarah. So, Rav Ashi's Teretz Rabbi Yavo works. It says, when it says, Tishbechenu Kamoyim, it refers to anything that is not poured as a libation, not the Nisuch Hamayim that we do for Sukkos, and Lahavdol Be'el Avdolos, and not the water that they pour in front of their Avodah Zarah. That's not called Nishpachim. So therefore we say, it says this is the Heter, the Dam is Iskish Lamayim, and that's why Rabbi Yavo says you're allowed to get Hanah from the Dam. And therefore there's no problem on Rabbi Yavo. Now we turn to the Amud Beis, and we have to ask ourselves, Chizkiyah didn't need this Pasuk. It didn't use the special terminology, Lo Seyochel. So therefore, Chizkiyah already taught us that the Dam is Mutar B'Hanah. So what does Chizkiyah do with this pasuk? So Gemara says, "Well, Chizkiyah l'may hilchaso iskish dam l'mayim." Why does Chizkiyah need to tell us ala oris tishbechenu kamoyim? What chiddush is there? What din is the Torah telling us? So this is Gemara says is something we had previously. Look at the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. We had this in yesterday's shiur. The Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, "Amar Yochanan, minayin l'dam kodshim she'enu machshir." Remember, we had a whole discussion that you need to have one of the seven liquids, yad, shochad, dam, to be applied to Ochlin in order to make the Mukshal Kabel Tumah. So Dam is the Dalit in the mnemonic Yad Shochat Dam. One of the Dalits is for Dam. So therefore, normally blood would be something that makes something Mukshal Kabel Tumah. And here it tells us, Minayin L'Dam Kodshim Sheino Machshir, but Dam Kodshim aren't capable of making something Mukshal Kabel Tumah. And we learn this from this pasuk. The pasuk tells us, Shenemar Lo Soch Lenu Al Oris Tishbechenu Kamoyim. That type of dam that is poured on the floor, that can make something mukshal kabel tumah, as opposed to dam that is put on the mizbeach that's done zrika to it. You have applications of dam on the mizbeach. That's not called al oris tishbechenu kamoyim, and that's what the Gemara says. Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir, regular dam that's spilled on the floor, that type of dam that's not used for basra kodshim, so that is capable of being machshir something like kabel tumah. However, she'enu nishbach kamayim, if it's not poured on the floor, in other words, you do zerika with it, so then that dam kodshim is eno machshir. It doesn't have the ability to make something mukshal kabel tumah. So that's what Chizkiyah needs the pasuk for. Alor is tishbachenu kamayim. Mor says, try again. Rabbi Yavo, you're telling me every time it says the words do not eat in any shape or form, it means you're not allowed to get an off from it? I'll show you another exception. If you have Eber Menachai, Eber Menachai, of course, is something that even a Ben Noach is not allowed to have. That's taking food from a live animal, cutting off a leg, Rachman Olsan, of a live animal and eating it. So that's Eber Menachai. So it says by Eber Menachai, the siv, lo sol chal ha-nefeshim abosar. Pasuk actually has the lo sol chal ha-nefeshim abosar. In any event, it tells us you're not allowed to eat nefeshim abosar. Now, that means you're not allowed to have Eber Menachai, the Tanya, and yet the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Minayish lo yoshit odom kos yayin lenozir. Rabbi Nosson tells us in this Braisa that you're not allowed to go and give a cup of wine to a Nozir. Now, a Nozir, of course, is not allowed to drink wine. So you're helping him do his Aveira. You're being over Lifnei Evil, Ositein Milchshol. You're giving him a cup of wine. He's going to forget himself. He's going to drink it. Or he's so thirsty, even if he remembers the Nozir, he says he can't control himself. He's going to drink it. So don't give a cup of wine to a Nozir. Likewise, don't go give the Eber Menachai Lifnei Noach. A Ben Noach is not allowed to eat Eber Menachai. It's one of the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And Eber Menachai is also for Ben Noach to eat. So don't give a Ben Noach a piece of Eber Menachai, because he may come to eat it. And you're over, Talmud Lomar, the Lifnei Iver, Lo Sitei Michshol. If you do so, Rabbi Nosson tells us, you're over alive in the Torah of Lifnei Iver, Lo Sitei Michshol. Don't put a stumbling block before a blind person, which means don't give this Nazir a potential takola by giving him a cup of wine. Don't give the Ben Noach a potential takola by giving him Eber Menachai meat. What should you do with it? Ha, la klovim sharei. It says you can't give it to the Nochri, but you can give it to your dogs. Holy klavim shari. So clearly here, this is a kasha on Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo, according to you, it says lo sochal hanefeshim abasar. It means you can't get hanaf from it. But the pasuk tells us, or the brisa tells us, the Rabbi Nosson explains that you're not allowed to give it to an ochri, but you are allowed to give it to your dog. So kasha, there's no isra hanaf. Kasha on Rabbi Avo's shita that whenever it says any form of lo sochal, it means you can't get hanaf as well as not eating it. So how would Rabbi Avo answer? The Gemara says, "Shiny Eber Menachai." Again, Eber Menachai is parat akasa. The Torah tells us here. Where does the Torah tell us here? Because the ishkish l'dam, and just like we just learned, the dam is permissible to get an off from. So too, Eber Menachai is ishkish. It's connected. It's compared to dam, and therefore that's also as if parat akasa, as if the Torah had told us over here specifically that Eber Menachai is mutubanor. Where do we see this? That Eber Menachai is iskish l'dam, because the pasuk says at the end of the pasuk lo sochal hanefeshim abasar, it says d'chsev rach chazak levilti achol hadam ki adam hu hanefesh. So it tells us there lo sochal hanefeshim abasar. It's comparing this Eber Menachai to dam, and therefore this is the exception to the rule, and that's why it's parat akasa. Rabbi Avo has no problem. But now we throw it back on Chizkiah. According to Chizkiah, who says it didn't use the terminology lo seyochel, it used the terminology lo sochal, so therefore it is mutubanor. Why does he need to make a hekish over here to compare the Eber Menachai to dam? What purpose does that serve? And that's what the Gemara asks, l'chizkiyo, l'mayilchuso ishkus Eber Menachai l'dam. Why do we have that end of the pasuk, rach chazak, levilti achol adam, ki adam u'anefesh? Why do you need that? So the Gemara says, according to Chizkiah, Amaloch, Chizkiah would say, Dam hu de iskish le'evim menachai, that you do need the comparison to have dam compared to evim menachai. What for? Ma evim menachai osur, af dam menachai osur. So you need to teach it to me here, telling me that this blood is osur. I wouldn't know that this blood is osur from evim menachai. I have to have the hekish to dam to tell me, just like evim menachai is osur, so to the dam of evim menachai is osur, because otherwise I wouldn't have known that. And what type of evim menachai blood are we talking about that's osur? The A is that. What type of blood is osur of Eber Menachai? Said dam hakoza. This is phlebotomy blood. This is blood that you drew from the animal while it was alive. Shanefesh yotze bo. But it's the type of life blood that we're talking here. When you do this phlebotomy, this hakoza, so there's certain types of blood that are considered life blood. The blood that just drips out at the end, that's not considered dam shanefesh yotze bo. And therefore, that type of blood would not be included in the Torah prohibition against eating blood of Eber Menachai. So therefore, that's according to Chizkiah, you do need to tell me which type of blood from Eber Menachai is included in the prohibition of Eber Menachai. So, again, Chizkiah has a reason for the psukim, and according to Rabbi Avo, this is the paradak locha hakosav. This is where the Torah tells us that this is the exception to the rule, that whenever it says lo sochal in any way, shape, or form, it means an isser of not only achila, but also an isser of hanah. Now the Gemara is going to tell us, I got a kasha on both Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo, and this is from Shor HaNiskal. Shor HaNiskal is an ox that is supposed to be killed. It's supposed to get skila. It gored a person, and it is a situation where you have to kill the ox. This is called the shor haniskal. So it says, "V'harei shor haniskal." In regards to shor haniskal, it says about the shor haniskal. The Rachman of the Torah says, "Lo yei ochel." Doesn't say lo yochal. It says lo yeyochal es b'sero. So even according to Chizkiah, and certainly according to Rabbi Avoh, this implies not only an iser of achila, but also an iser of hanoah. So in regards to Shor Haniskal, it says lo yeyochal es b'sero. It's an iser hanoah as well as iser achila. That's according to both Chizkiah and Rabbi Avoh. But why then does the Torah tell us, as it says in the following Raisa, the Tanya, Mimasha Shneimar the pasuk continues, so kol yisukel ashor, you have to kill this Shor Haniskal by stoning it. So of course it wasn't shechted. So of course you're not allowed to eat this shor haniska because it didn't undergo shechita. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that an animal that didn't undergo shechita is also to eat. So any odeshi nevela. Of course I know that it's a nevela. Why nevela asur b'achila? Nevela is also b'achila. So why do I need umat talmud lomar lo yeyachel? Why do I need it all to tell me lo yeyachel? So therefore, the reason why it says lo yeyachel, it wasn't necessary to teach me not to eat it. Magid l'cha kosov shim shechato. That if you were to go and shecht it after the din was already decided by the base din, that in this situation the basar is osur. Now, in what way is the basar osur? Ainli ela b'achila. On my own, I would only know this osur b'achila. It's nevela. B'hanoa minayin. How do I know that it's bedavka osur b'hanoa? I need the pasuk to tell me. The pasuk says, Talmud Lomar, Uval Ashor Noki, that the owner over here is Noki. What does it mean the owner is Noki? It means he's cleaned out. The owner gets zilch over here. He's not even allowed to go and get Hanoah from it. Of course, he can't eat it. He's not even allowed to get Hanoah from it. Now, how do you know the word Balashor Noki means that the owner doesn't get any Hanoah from it? My mashma. So this is the vernacular usage, Shimon Ben Zoma Omer, because Shimon Ben Zoma tells us, when a person tells his friend, Yotzo Ploni Noki Minachosim, so-and-so is clean from his Nechosim, he got cleaned out. And he's not allowed to get any Hanoah from it. So this vernacular usage, which we have even today, he got cleaned out. So that's what the Pasuk means. It says Balashor Noki. Now, here's the question of Rabbi Avoh and Chizkiah. According to both you, even according to Chizkiah, it says the special terminology, it says lo yeyochel, which implies not only an isra achila, implies an isra na. And certainly according to Rabbi Avoh, any terminology of do not eat implies an isra na. So why do we need a special pasuk, u'bal ashor naki, according to both of them, to teach me an isra na? According to both of the shitas, there already is an isra na. And that's not what the Gemara is asking, this question that I just said outside. Time of the cost of u'bal ashor naki, the only reason there's an isra na over here, it seems to be saying, because it says Ubala Sharnaki that he's cleaned out and he's not allowed to get Hanoah from the Shor Haniskal. Implying the E mi lo yeyachel alone, all it would have taught us was Isra Achila Mashma, Isra no lo mashma. Kasha on both Chizkiah and Rabbi Avoh. Someone says, no, it's not a kasha. Because lo olam, in fact, lo yeyachel is an Isra Achila of Isra no mashma. According to both Chizkiah and according to Rabbi Avoh, the words lo yeyachel tell me in Isra no. And then what do I need the words Ubala Shonoki? Ubala Shonoki, I need that Lahanoas Oro Hudiosa. That's to come to tell me that even the hide of the animal is included over here, Ubala Shonoki, not only the meat, which was already included in the Isser Hanoa, but even the hide, even the or, and that I wouldn't have known from the Isser of Lo Yeyochel, but you need the words Ubala Shonoki. And Vitzrich, and you need this because so could that the Chaminich, I might have said on my own, when the Pasuk tells me, Lo Yechel is Besaro Ksiv, according to both Chizki and according to Rabbi Avoh, that's an Isra Hanoah, but that's only the Basar, Besaro in. Yeah, you're not allowed to eat or get Hanoah from the Basar, things that you eat. But Besaro in, Oro Lo. But the Or, which is not something that you eat, I wouldn't know that it's also Hanoah. Kamash Vulan, I need Ubal Hashor Noki to tell me the Isra and the Or. Oh, Chizki and Rabbi Avoh are both fine. The Gemara says, but wait a second. According to the following Tanoi, Mulahanach Tanoi, that they need the words Ubala Shonoki for a different drosha. The Mavkile, Lahai Krol, Drosha Achrina. They use the words Ubala Shonoki to teach me two additional droshos, to teach me Lechatzi Kofer, Udmei Vlados. Now, what are Chatzi Kofer and Udmei Vlados? These are two separate dinim. There is a din of Kofer Yushas Olov, when a Shor Muad, a shor that you're supposed to have waxed, went and killed the person. There's a kofar yushas lov of 30 shkalim. So I might have thought that if the shor muad pays the full 30 shkolim, then a shor tam would pay half damage, like a shor tam normally does. So therefore, it should pay 15. It should pay half of a kofar. So they need the word to tell me, ubala shor naki means that the bala shor in this situation, where it's a shor tam, pays no kofar at all. It's only shor muad that pays the kofar, and not a shor tam. So therefore, that's what they need ubala shor naki to teach me, and also to mei vlados. If a person, rachmana l'slan, hits a woman who's pregnant and he causes her to miscarry, he has to pay what's called the mei vlados. He has to pay for the nebuch, the babies that he killed. But that only applies if a person hits a pregnant woman, but not if Yashar hits a pregnant woman. How do we know that? Ubala shor naki. So they used ubala shor naki for a different reason. So how do they know or? So the Gemara says, nafgalu mei es bisaro. It says in the pasuk, lo yeyachel es bisaro. The word es is extra. The word es comes to be marba, the shor, hide, according to this opinion. It says, I need ubala shor naki to teach me the dmei vlados and the chatzi kofer. And therefore, es is the extra drasha. So if we have the word es, so then why do I need the drasha? Ubala shor naki, according to Rabbi Yevo and Chizkiya, the Idach, those who hold that we learn it out to hide from ubala shor naki, what do they do with the word es? So Gemara says, es lo darish. Not every darish is every es in the Torah. This is a famous machlokis between Shimon Amsuni or Nehemiah Amsuni and Rabbi Akiva. Whether we do or do we not darish an es. Kidatanya, famous brisa. It says, Shimon Amsuni or others say, Rami lo Nehemiah Amsuni, whoever this great gadol was, haya darish kol es in Shabbat Torah. He went through all the esim that we find in the Torah. Every time it says es, he had a drasha for it. And he darshan and darshan and darshan beautifully. However, kivon shigia la es Hashem Elokecha tira. But now it says es Hashem Elokecha. He says, who else besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be included in this es? Nobody else has this concept of Yiras Shamayim that we do for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, my whole drasha system of darshaning eses falls apart. Pirish, and he stopped. So his Talmidim asked him, the Talmidim of either Shimon Amsuni or Nehemiah Amsuni said to him, Rebbe, call Essen Shadarashta, Mate Elaine, you spent your whole life darshning all these Essen. You wrote many Svarim, you have volumes 1 through 10 of your Svarim darshning Essen. Now you get up to volume 11. You say it's no good. So what are you doing with all your first 10 volumes of darshning Essen? Rebbe, call Essen Shadarashta, Mate Elaine. So he answered them like a Erlich HaTalmud Chacham Amalehem, Kishem Shekibalti Schar Ladrisha, just like I got Schar for doing all those drushos, Kachani Mikam Schar Laprisha. So I'll also go and get Schar for stopping doing them. If a person learns Pshat wrong, he still gets the tremendous Schar for Limud HaTorah, for trying to learn. I thought this was the Pshat in Tosos. You spend 2 hours getting to that Pshat, and then you realize you made a mistake. So it's not like you lose the 2 hours of learning Torah. Of course, you get the Schar for learning the Torah. So too, he says, all those Essen that I darshed them incorrectly. But I'm making a Kabbal Schar for all those Essen that I darshed, and I'll get Schar for not continuing in this faulty system of darshening. So he was fine. Achibar Rabbi Akiva v'darish. Rabbi Akiva said, no, we can even continue your darshening system. Es Hashem Elokech Atira. Don't stop your darshening system. Shimon Hamsuni, Nechemi Hamsuni, he did stop. He doesn't darshan Essen. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, your system of darshaning Essen is correct, because in addition to being Yore for my Kodesh Baruch Hu, there is an S over here, Achibar Rabbi Akiva Darash, Es Hashem Elokech Atira, L'rabos Talmidei Chachamim. That comes to include in Yira that you should have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's also a subcategory, so to say, of Yira that you should have, the rabos Talmidei Chachamim. And therefore, the Essen are allowed to be darshan. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he would darshan lo yeyochel es bisaro, and the others would darshan like Shimon Hamsuni and Nehemiah Hamsuni that say, no, we don't darshan the esim. Where it tries again, it says, Hari Arla, in regards to Arla, I'm going to show you Kasha on both Chizkiya and Rabbi Avo, who say that by definition, if it uses the terminology of lo yeyochel, even Chizkiya says it means in Isser Hanoah, and certainly Rabbi Avo. So by Arla, what does it say? Vari Arla, the Rachman Amar says in regards to Arla, the Torah tells us, Arelim lo yeochel, you're not allowed to eat Arla. You have trees that have fruits in the first 3 years, it's also to eat those fruits. Now it says lo yeochel, so both Rabbi Avo and even Chizkiya say that should be in Yisra'i Na. V'tanya, but it says in the Braisa, Arelim lo yeochel, the Arla you're not allowed to eat, the Pasuk says, Ein li ela Yisra'chila. That would imply just an Isra Achila, the Brisa says. How do I know you're not allowed to get Hanoah from it as well? Now, it's a Kasha. Chizkiya and Rabbi Avo say, because it says, Lo Yechel, you're not allowed to get Hanoah. But the Brisa says, I wouldn't know that. So in other words, Kasha on Chizkiya and Rabbi Avo, if it only says, Lo Yechel, I would only know an Isra Achila. How do I know you're not allowed to get Hanoah from it as well? What type of anoa would you get from these plants other than eating them? Shol yitzbabo, you're not allowed to make dyes out of these the fruits. Lo yadlik bo asanoa, you're not allowed to use it as firewood. Use it to light a fire for a lamp, to use it for the flammable material for a lamp. How do we know you're not allowed to get that type of an otamaloma? Because it says an extra time. To teach me, Lirabos is cool, and to tell me that I'm not only not allowed to get eating pleasure from it, I can't get any hanah pleasure from it. And now the Gemara spells out what I just said, that this is a kasha on Rabbi Avo and Chizkia. Because the pasuk says the extra words, time, because of Rechmona Varaltim or Loso, Arelim, Lo Yeyachel, because it says that, only therefore do I know that there's an Isser Hanoah. If it hadn't said the extra words, Halav Hachi, if it wasn't for that, Havamina would have just said, it only tells me Isser Achila is Mashma from the words Lo Yeyachel. Isser Hanoah, Lo Mashma. Kasha on Chizkia and Rabbi Avohu say that Isser is Mashma, Isser Hanoah is Mashma from those words. Gemara says again, Chizkia and Rabbi Avo are fine. La'olam, in fact, lo yechel's mashma bein isser achila bein isser hanah. Both Chizkia and Rabbi Avo say that there is an isser hanah implied from the pasuk that says arel lo yechel. So then, why do I need the extra repetition of it? The shiny hossam, you need an extra repetition to teach me to siv lochem, because the pasuk says lochem, shalosh shanim ye lochem arel lo yechel. And you need the extra word lochem to teach me the following beitzrik. I would have said on my own soul, kedai techaminoch, ho'al the cause of lochem, shelochem yehei. I would have said that you are allowed to, the pasuk is being parat akosa, that you are allowed to get anah over here. Therefore, it says, lochem, ho'al, the cause of lochem, shelochem yehei, kamashalon, that that's not true. That's why I need the extra drash over here of arelim lo yechel, because I might have thought that you can get anah from lochem. What it says. So the Ella Hashna Dirsive Hanach cry Lochem Lomali. So then what does the word Lochem come to teach us? If Lochem is not coming to tell me that it's Mutubana, so it's not necessary because it's already also Bahana. So why do I need the word Lochem? So it says, no, that we need it for a different drush, a little chatanya, because we need it for the following drush. When it says Shalosh Shanim Yeh Lochem, Lochem is Lerabos es Hanotua, we turn to the Yomen Aleph. Lo rabim, that was planted for the public. As Rashi says, l'tzorich rabim, kigon be'emtza haderech l'chol over. Rashi says, when you plant something in a public area, I might have thought that that was permissible. So therefore, the Tanakami here says, no, the lochem means, when you're even planting for the rabim, it's going to be osur. That's the way Rashi understands. The Tosa has a little bit the opposite understanding. He says, if you're planting in Berushas HaYochid, l'tzorich rabim, I might have thought that that's permissible. And he says, it could just be emtz haderech. In any event, they're both saying that according to the Tanakhama, there is an isser of arla even on when it's letzorech rabim. And along comes Rabbi Yehuda in that braisa, Rabbi Yehuda omer, lahotzias anatula rabim. He says, in fact, that you are allowed to get an offer, but that's what the word lechem has. So each of them uses the word lechem, but for a different purpose. The first, the Tanakhama says, using lechem to exclude you're getting hanah from it. And Yehuda says, using the word lechem to teach us you can get hanah from it. So what's the understanding over here? My time of the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say that you can get hanah from it, that you cannot get hanah from it? It means you shall plant. L'yochid mashma, l'rabim, lo mashma. So on my own, I would have said that there is no din of orla when you're doing it for the rabim, l'rabim, lo mashma. Therefore, kosev rachman l'lechem, l'havi yesenatul l'rabim. Ever you plan for yourself, it's also included in the issa of orla. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say? He says, unatatem means mashma ben l'rab min l'yochid. It implies any type of planting. And lochem, the word v'lochem over here, ben yochid ben rabbi mashma, is coming to tell us that if it's planted for an individual or for the rabbin, it's us, and therefore have a ribuy achariboy, ben ribuy achariboy l'mayit. And this is like a double negative. And therefore, a ribuy achariboy is being m'mayit. And I would have said, therefore, that if it's planned for the rabbim, it should be also the hanah of arla, kamash balan, that it comes to tell me that the din of arla only applies to trees that are planted for your own personal use, but not to trees that are planted for the rabbim. And therefore, that's the machlokas we have between the Tanakhama and Chizkia, but that's why we need the word lechem, and the baseline shita of both Chizkia and Rabbi Avo, when it says, lo yeyachel, arelin lo yeyachel, it definitely includes an isser, not only of achila, but an isser of hanah, and everything is good. And that's where we'll stop today. We'll continue this discussion as to whether Rabbi Avo is correct in his shita or not. Mitzvah Shem, we can pick that up tomorrow. This concludes today's shir.